It's the Rafters Podcast, presented by Couch Guy Sports.
All right, it's the Rafters Podcast, episode one, brought to you by Couch Guy Sports. I'm your host, Riley Banks, joined as always by Connor Strayer.
What's up, everybody? How's it going tonight?
So this is the pilot episode we're rolling with here, kind of just figuring things out as we go. Me and Connor have been writing for Couch Guy Sports. I've been on probably for about 4 months now. Connor, how long have you been going?
I've been on Couch Guy Sports for like probably 4 years since Nick started the website. So it's been a crazy ride. Like Riley said, it's a pilot episode. Before this, we were trying to figure out the microphone situation for about a half hour. It's pretty funny. Finally got it perfect.
Yeah, this audio, it doesn't sound good, but it seems like the recording works fine.
So yeah, so I'm just
hoping this doesn't come out just dog shit after this.
Yeah, no, we're going to sound perfect.
I'm sounding like PBS recording special right now.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so we'll just jump right into it. I mean, biggest news right now, drama with the Celtics last night against Miami. Took a crushing loss there after coming off a pretty solid January. And Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart getting into it on the bench. What do you feel on this?
I don't know what I think about it. I think Jaylen Brown was just getting in Marcus Morris's ear. And we know that Marcus Morris before is not scared of anybody. He's gotten in fights before. He's tried to go right at LeBron and get in his face like we saw in the playoffs last year. I think Jaylen Brown's just pissed off that he's not getting enough playing time and that Marcus Morris is kind of taking his role a little bit. I mean, Jaylen Brown's just a mess right now. He needs to figure himself out and get in the right role he needs, because right now he's not playing to his potential.
Yeah, I watched this video and I'd heard about it before I'd even seen the video, and it seemed to me like it was blown out of proportion. Really, it was. Yeah. You see that video? There's one quick shove. I mean, it's the heat of the moment. You're losing a tough game, especially after coming off a lot of wins like that. There's gonna be one or two shoves exchanged.
Exactly.
The issue with it, I don't think, is as big. And in my opinion, I don't think there's gonna be any real Celtics altercations unless Marcus Smart is involved in it.
Exactly.
No, Marcus Smart. You saw that. There was one shove, and immediately Marcus Smart jumped into both of them, and they both, all right, we'll back off.
No, Fireman. Because everyone knows Smart's crazy as fuck.
Yeah.
It's a psychopath.
Yeah, he's an insane man. So as long as he stays out of trouble, I don't think this team is at all in danger.
Yeah, and maybe Marcus Morris was trying to get Brown pumped up. Who knows? Like, we don't know what was actually said. They haven't came out with what was said. No player talked about it after the game.
Yeah, we don't know what Jaylen said about Marcus's mother, and I don't think we will.
Yeah, maybe he was just trying to get him pumped up, get him fired up, and it worked.
Exactly. So yeah, tough loss there against Miami last night, but pretty good start to January. I mean, winning the first four games, we blew the shit out of the Pacers, so things are definitely looking up.
I really enjoyed that one.
Oh yeah, no doubt. This is as good a time as any to start a Celtics podcast when they're winning.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, looking at the next 10 games for the Celtics, I looked at them. We're playing pretty fucking easy teams. Like, we should win a lot of these games. I know we see the Warriors and Raptors, but in the next 10 games, we're playing them at home, and these are games that I really want to go to. Tickets aren't that expensive, but we should win the majority of our next 10 games, because we need to, and majority of them are at home, like I said. Easy wins.
Yeah, I would say, I mean, Celtics right now, fifth place in the East. They're 5 games back of the Bucks, who are in first place right now. 25-16, definitely not where we want to be, but I mean, in terms of where this season started and just people were talking, radio was talking like it was going to be some kind of just collapse of a year, incredible disappointment, but we're right where we want to be right now.
I mean, are we though? I mean, at the beginning of the year, everyone thought we were going to easily go to the Eastern Conference Finals, easily go to the championship. This team is not, I don't think it's a team that we thought it was going to be, obviously.
I don't think this league is what we thought it was going to be this year. I mean, we're 5 games back of first place in the East. And I mean, the West is nothing right now in terms of, I mean, in terms of talent, they got all of it. But in terms of, the Nuggets are in first place right now, a game and a half above the Warriors right now. The Bucks are in first place in the NBA right now, so.
Which is crazy to think about. Whoever thought everyone was picking like the best teams in the league. You'd say the Golden State Warriors, maybe the Thunder, maybe like the Pace, maybe the 76ers and Celtics, Raptors, but no one would expect the Bucks and the Denver Nuggets to be leading both conferences right now. Nobody.
Yeah, I mean the Bucks just Antetokounmpo alone is pretty much carrying them right now. I mean, without him, yeah, there's nothing. But
without him, yeah, I mean, if he gets hurt, I think teams are going to start to like double team him more. If he gets hurt, they're screwed. They're going to fall down.
I think Giannis is one of those guys. I think he falls in like that LeBron category of guys who will never get hurt. Just that superhuman. So I feel
superhuman strength.
I feel like you got a real safe bet there when you got fucking Superman on your team.
Exactly, but if you look at it, there's only one All-Star playing with him. I think it's like Chris Middleton. He's like the only All-Star caliber player with him on his team. So I could see the Celtics regaining the East. I wrote about it yesterday. They're only 5 games back, like you said. If they could win a majority of these 10 games, they're probably going to be about 2 games back then in this 10-game stretch. I can see them regaining the East sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I would say, I mean, the competition we have in the East right now ahead of us is, I mean, Philly's about a game ahead, game and a half ahead of us right now. They're playing fine. I mean, they're playing fine. I haven't seen anything special from them. Jimmy Butler came over from Minnesota, and he's been the same, if not worse, than he was there. So I'm not afraid of that team at all.
Oh, not at all. They don't have any shooting. Like we said, they're all like a drive to the hoop kind of team. I mean, they have Butler, but we'll see how he factors into them like in the playoffs. Like right now, I think the Celtics should just be looking forward to the playoffs. They're going to get their shit together during the regular season, and I'm not going to be worried about them until they get to the playoffs, really.
No, seriously. And that's coming into the playoffs. What are you worried about them in the playoffs right now? Like, where's their weaknesses that you think?
We were talking before. I know you think the same thing. Obviously, we need a big guy down low. We got Aaron Baines. We got Tice. But, I mean, I know
Aaron the Time Lord himself just hiding on the bench. Robert Williams needs more playing time before he's going to be a serious playoff contender.
You think he needs more playing time?
I would say 100%. He's the big. He's the athletic guy that we need. He can match up with.
He's so raw, though.
What?
So raw, though. Like, he has potential. I give him that. But I don't think Stevens trust him in big time like games like that in the playoffs.
No, they don't trust him, and that's why we got to start playing him now. Anything more than 9 minutes a game, because you look at the teams ahead of us. We got the 76ers. We need someone on Embiid. Baines isn't going to shut down Embiid like he can defensively. Yeah. You saw what he did to Anthony Davis against the Pelicans. On top of that, you got the Pacers and Miles Turner. You got the Raptors and Siakam, and you got the Bucks with Brooke Lopez. You got every team ahead of us in the East right now has a player, a big man that we need to put a body on, and he's by far our best defensive big man. And he's shown in a very small amount of time.
Yeah, exactly. But he's too raw. I think Brad Stevens just wants to roll with like Tice or Baines or Horford. Like when Baines gets healthy, it's going to be embarrassing. I think people are going to start to see that we're going to get bodied down low hardcore, because it's not looking pretty for us down on the post. Even driving to the hoop, we have no inside game post presence at all.
Yeah, I mean, we're certainly moving away from a league where the in the post big man is as important as it is. But when you look at the teams ahead of us, they all have a guy like that. They all have a guy who plays down low, and we need someone that can protect the paint like Robert Williams can do. I mean, you look at he's playing 9 minutes a game per 36. He's averaging 12 and 11 rebounds with 6 blocks going right now. So he's clearly just any more time just to shine, like just to show what he can do, just to see how he fits in the scheme, I think is important, especially kind of where we are right now. We're not fighting too hard.
No, I totally agree. We need a center. I'm thinking we might go for a trade for a center. Go get someone out there. I mean, I know it's kind of late in the season, and I know it might not work out right now, but there's some guys out there that we could potentially go get. But for right now, Robert Williams, does he have the stamina to play a full game, more minutes like that? Do you think he's ready for that yet?
I haven't asked him personally, but I don't think he does. He definitely looks like he can play, and I don't know what the issue is, or if we just want to have the guys ahead of him and just let him kind of develop as he does. But if you're trying to just do, if you look at how Tatum played last year, we threw him right in when Hayward went down. We threw Tatum right in there, and now he's an All-Star caliber player already. So I mean, I don't think, especially with the team that we've had, has shown that we can't just jump guys right in and have them develop like that.
I think that they're just two different players. Like he had an attitude problem before. Like when we drafted him, he missed his like whatever his talk with
He missed.
Danny
he
Ainge.
Missed. He missed one meeting, and it's the biggest thing about him. The biggest red mark he has is that he missed one meeting.
But I think it shows some attitude. I mean, like you said, we've never met the guy. He could be an awesome kid. He could be fucking fabulous. But everything is like pointing out that he has an attitude problem. I just I want to see him more too. Maybe we can see him more.
That's what people do is they hear this one story and they just go, he's got an attitude problem. Hey, you oversleep. I missed a doctor's appointment this morning. I don't. No one's calling me out for an attitude problem.
Well, yeah, you're not making millions of dollars though.
Yeah, not yet.
Not yet, exactly.
I haven't gotten the call yet, but we'll see what Ainge is doing to go forward with the season.
Exactly. Well, you're a three-point shooter. They need something like that.
Teams need shooters. And yeah, and going off that, we do need, I think, just a standstill knockdown shooter that we do not have right now.
Yeah, we need that throwback Ray Allen kind of player just to sit there and just send threes all day.
Yeah, we missed the train on Korver. He went back to Utah. We missed it on him. Because the guys we have, I mean, Kyrie's a great shooter, but he's controlling the ball. He's making his own shots. He's definitely not getting open for himself. Tatum loves the long twos now. I think he went to the Kobe school over the summer of just chucking anything, and it's impacted him. I'm sure he's still an all-star caliber player, but it's definitely screwing up the flow of the game at some points, I'd say.
Yeah, I mean, I think Brown could be that guy that can just sit on the edge and shoot threes. I mean, maybe not Brown, but I mean Gordon Hayward. He could turn into that guy that can just sit in the corner and shoot threes. I think Brad Stevens could utilize him as that. I mean, over the past few games, we've seen him just taking a lot more three-point shots. He might not make all of them right now, but if he could keep just putting them up during the season, I think he could be a three-point specialist. Like by the time the finals,
honestly, I would say with the contract he has and the player he is currently, and I know he's got the injury and everything. If we're making Hayward just a standstill knockdown shooter, he's better used as just a trade piece.
I think he's for a three-point shooter this season just because we need him, and I don't think he's ready to be the player he was this season.
No, certainly not. I mean, yeah, we can't. I mean, we could. He's a good shooter. We could definitely put him in that role. I mean, it's a tremendous waste of the cap space that he's taking. But he isn't terrible in that role. And he's white, so he's going to hit him. So
no, yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's going to hit those shots definitely just because he's white.
He will. Who's the first guy you're trading right now? Because I mean, just in terms of we got Kyrie, Horford, Tatum, Brown, Hayward. Who is the first guy you're getting rid of?
I mean, I was gonna say Rozier.
I mean, Terry's gone on his own. I think he's gone next season. He knows he can be a starting point guard pretty much anywhere in the league right now. There's 10, 15 teams right now that could use Terry a lot more than we are.
Besides Rozier, I mean, it depends who we're trading for, but I would get rid of Brown. I think Brown, he wants the he wants people to know who he is. He wants that all-star caliber, like, playing time. He wants to be the guy on the team. And right now, he's just not going to get those minutes. He's not going to be that guy. We have Kyrie Irving for that. We have even Marcus Morris is playing better than Jaylen Brown right now. I just don't think Brown fits in this team right now. And if we can get something like a shooter for him, I think we go get him. How about you? What are you thinking?
Yeah, I'm idealistic on this, but I don't know what the trade package we'd have to put together for Klay Thompson is right now. But if we I'm a big Klay guy. But we take, I don't know, you give Hayward and Brown, you think we get Klay back? I mean, he's a free agent next year, so I think he's either gone on his own or he really loves just sitting in the corner in Golden State.
Never. Yeah, I didn't even think about Thompson like that. I mean, I think if we offered Tatum for him, I think they would do it in a heartbeat. Not just Tatum straight up, but maybe like Tatum in a draft pick. I think Tatum and Brown would get him. But would Ainge want to do that?
Thompson's a piece that pretty much any team could use right now. I mean, he's a 3-and-D guy.
Exactly.
He can score from anywhere on the court. He can create his own shot. You don't see it as much on Golden State because he's more of a knockdown shooter. I mean, he's that guy that he scores 46 points a game on four dribbles. But he can create his own shot. He can play on his own very well. But he can play off the ball better than pretty much anyone in the league, minus you call Korver, JJ Redick maybe.
Yeah, exactly. I really like that trade now that you're talking about it. I think we should go after Thompson. Would the Warriors do that, though? I mean, we're not going to play them really. I mean, we play them in the regular seasons, but we're not going to play them in the playoffs, so we're not really a threat. I know they're not going to trade him.
I don't think they're giving him up by any means. But
I don't think they're giving him up.
We're going to continue talking over each other on this Skype call, but I don't think they're going to give him up just because, I mean, he's a piece that puts that whole puzzle together. But on top of that, he's a free agent next year. I think he's just going to re-sign again. For a guy that has star potential, who's an all-star pretty much every year as the third, fourth guy on the team, he can play a lot better elsewhere. He can get a lot more touches. He can get a lot more shots anywhere else. But Klay doesn't seem like the kind of guy that even wants that.
No, and I agree with you. I don't think he wants that at all because he wants to win championships. And if he stays in the Warriors, he will win those championships if the pieces stay. I mean, Green might leave too next year. Maybe we can make a trade for Green. I wouldn't mind Green on this team. You could knock down some threes.
Draymond's fallen off.
Draymond.
He had his time. He had his kind of time to shine. He is not hitting shots for anything this season. I mean, he's probably shooting about 32% from three right now. He's still a great defensive player. Don't get me wrong on that. But the playmaking that was there 2 years ago, 3 years ago, kind of honestly before Durant got there, was a lot different. It was a lot different. Draymond Green.
Slow down. Yeah, he. I wish him luck. I mean, he was always a dirty player against us. He was always trying to hurt everybody. But we'll see. We'll
Yeah, I
see.
mean he's certainly a valuable player, but I would call Al Horford just a tall Draymond at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not he's certainly not the on-ball defender that Draymond is, but
Oh, not even
in
close.
terms of playmaking, the ability to hit the threes, stand still, and flow through the game, I don't think him and Draymond are too different, honestly.
And then one more thing I wanted to add. I think talking back to Marcus Smart, I would try to get rid of him too if we can.
Really?
Yeah.
We just signed him to an extension.
Yeah, but I don't know why we did it. I wasn't a big fan of him. They're not even giving him enough minutes too. I don't get why they did that to the extension thing. They're not giving him enough minutes right now.
I mean, he plays the minutes that the Marcus Smart type plays. I mean, I've always called him like the Dennis Rodman of guards. He gets in people's heads. He locks them down. He screws up.
Yeah.
He's done it. You saw him do it to Harden last year. You saw him do it. I mean, you see him do it every game. But you saw that game against Harden last year where he took two charges in the last 30 seconds of the game and won it for us. That's
He's
the
a
kind of
jumping right
game he
now.
plays. And whether or not it's 30 minutes a game, 20 minutes a game, he's gonna play that role.
Yeah, but I mean, right now he's only averaging, let's see, he's 7 points per game. I know he's not a big scorer. We're not using him for that. But the minutes per game, he's actually getting 26.2. I want to see him take more shots. I want to see him drive to the basket. That's what he used to do in college. The kid used to just put his head down, drive to the basket, and get fouled or get the layup. That's what we need in this team. A lot of our players are just sitting around the perimeter, just looking for shots. We need someone on this team to go to the hoop other than Kyrie Irving because everyone else is just sitting outside looking like a baby right now. It's
Yeah, we are
pretty
definitely
pathetic.
playing. I mean, we do have Horford's always been a kind of a fadeaway kind of guy. He's never been an attack the hoop.
Yeah, I
I
don't
mean,
blame
in
him.
terms of our attack the hoop, Brown's probably our best guy in terms of slashing right now, which is
He is,
unfortunate
which
given
is,
where he's
I was
how
going to
much he's
say,
playing.
what exactly, which isn't good. I mean, Marcus Morris could do that, but he prefers to shoot. Gordon Hayward's preferring to shoot right now. Everyone's preferring to shoot.
Yeah, that's my issue with Tatum right now is that he can get to the basket. We've seen him get to the basket. He's not doing it this season. He's taking a lot of those deep shots, a lot of those deep twos, and if he's hitting threes, it's good. But he's taking a lot of those weird Kobe shots, a lot of those kind of hog the ball, don't move the ball, just toss it up on your weird little spin move, and it's not working for us, and it's
Yeah.
ruined the flow that we had last year, I feel like.
And no, and it is. I mean, we're not the same. We technically have the same roster as last year, but we're not the same team.
Oh, by
Everyone
no
was
means.
rallying against. Yeah, everyone was rallying against. Everyone was rallying for Hayward, and everyone was like rallying for Kyrie Irving when he got hurt in the playoffs. It's just not the same team. These players aren't getting. Some of the players aren't getting the minutes they wanted to. They're not getting the shots they wanted to, and they're just being bitches about it. This team right now, on paper, if everyone accepted their role, would be by far the best team, I think, in the NBA.
Yeah, I
Easily.
mean, and there's a lot of teams that on paper look a lot better than they are, but
Yeah. Well.
I don't know how much it comes down to coaching because I have a lot of trust in Brad Stevens as a coach. I think he's a real good coach, but the having to have a seat coming off such a good season that we had, and then having to throw a star player who we didn't use entirely last season in Gordon Hayward, having to throw him back in that roster and switch all these minutes around, you can see it in guys like Rozier. They're not happy with their roles, especially compared to what they had last year and in the playoffs last year. They're not the their roles aren't equivalent to what they showed last year. Like a guy like Rozier played incredibly well in the playoffs last year, incredibly well in the regular season, and he's back to being like a it was like he was a second round draft pick.
Yeah. He's just not hyped up right now. That's what I'm thinking. He's not in that right mindset. He's like, oh, okay, I'm just a bench player now. Like, I'm not going to get as many minutes. I'm not the same player I used to be. But he just needs to accept the fact that he's going to be that player. And next year, he should be playing his hardest. He should be playing his ass off because next year he's going to get that money. He knows he's going to get that money.
Yeah,
He
he's
should be
certainly getting to
playing
that
for
point
that
now
money.
where he's really working just for the contract and not even so much for the team, it looks like. So that and that's and that really just comes down to the chemistry of this team And you see it going with what's going on with Jalen and Marcus Morris, where it doesn't look, it's not a huge altercation, but it lets you know that the chemistry is not where it could be or where it should be.
Yeah, and it might be, I mean, I know that, who was it, Kyrie Irving? He wanted like an all-star veteran presence on the team. I don't know if that's Horford, but he wanted to find that guy, and I think they do need someone like that. Someone needs to guide them on this team. I mean, Irving should really be stepping up and be like, because he, at this point, he is somewhat of a veteran. He should be like, hey, guys, knock this off. Like, I've been to the championship before. I've won a championship before. This is not how we should be acting, because this team right now is a mess. They're acting like little kids right now. No one's accepting their role. Everyone has their ego out right now.
I don't know if he has or if he hasn't yet, but if Kyrie's going to be the guy in Boston, like he says he is, he's telling everyone he's planning on sticking around. He's a free agent next year. He's saying he's going to resign. If he's going to be that guy and he's going to accept the role as that guy, he's got to be a leader on this team. Like you said, he's won a championship before.
He's been in the finals.
He knows how to win. He has won. If anyone's going to be the leader, it's got to be Kyrie. He's got the ball in his hands more than anybody. The point guard's going to be leading the team. He's got to step it up, get everyone together, and just become the team that we should be and that we were last year.
Exactly. I mean, right now, like I said, I'm not worried about it. It's still the regular season. I trust Brad Stevens. I trust him to get this team ready for the playoffs. I mean, am I going to be worried about our seeding a little bit? Yeah, depending on who we play in the first round and then who we play in the second round. Like, and I don't want to have to play the 76ers in the first round, or I don't want to have to play like the freaking Raptors in the first round. That would suck. I want to play them in the East Conference Finals. No one wants to play the Raptors in the first round.
No one wants to see it, Kawhi, especially as healthy as he is. He's the healthiest man that's ever existed. I don't know what the deal was last year in San Antonio and all that with every injury he possibly could have had. He is the healthiest man that's ever lived.
Oh yeah, he wasn't hurt. He was just playing the whole team. He was not trying to play.
Yeah, and now that he seems like he's found a comfortable role. He's got a guy like Pascal Siakam who's playing out of his mind for a guy who was nowhere last year.
Yeah, exactly.
So they got a lot of team going around them. But getting away from the Celtics, just looking at the rest of the league, for as bad as the Celtics are playing, the rest of the league sucks too.
Yeah, no, it, that's great. It worked out in the Celtics' favor. Like, we thought it was going to be the Celtics and everyone, they're going to run away with it. But it seems to me like every team is like kind of just sticking around, like kind of not that great. There's no like great team in the NBA right now. No one's running away with it. And it's kind of we've never seen the NBA. We haven't seen like the NBA like this in a while. There's always that one team that comes out blazing hot and they stay like that for the rest of the season. But now it's just like, I mean, the Nuggets, they have a good record, but they're not like a great team.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I mean, for the last 3 or 4 years, Golden State's been that team that's kind of just been running away with it, and then the rest of the league's trying to catch up. And right now, Denver's a game and a half above Golden State for first in the Western Conference, which is preposterous coming off, especially coming off just the expectations Denver had going into this season, which weren't high.
Well, not high at all. And I hate to say it, but they're not going to go anywhere in the playoffs. I don't see them winning a 7-game series. I mean, I could see them maybe winning the first round depending on who they play. Like right now, it could be any team that they could play. It could even be the Mavericks that they play. The bottom of the Western Conference is like the 8 seed. It's like a game apart, everyone there. So, I mean, right now it's the Lakers.
Yeah, right now they're slated to play the Lakers, which I mean,
I can see LeBron just taking over that series and winning that series, even in Denver, because he's been to the finals how many years in a row now? Like five or six.
Yeah, LeBron's been the last six.
Yeah, exactly. So like, I can see him taking over the Lakers. Imagine that, just the AC Lakers beating the Nuggets in the first round of playoffs.
And that's what. Well, that's the crazy part of just the way things are lined up right now. That if things stay where they were, and they're certainly not going to, but Denver would be playing the 8-seed Lakers. Golden State would be playing Houston. It would be the 2-seed versus 7, which is Houston. Right
and that
now.
Would be and that would be that, nuts.
Yeah, and that's a competitive first round series, which I'm certainly isn't what the NBA wants, especially with another match. I mean, it's OKC and San Antonio, and then Portland Clippers. You got the LA Clippers at 5th seed in the West right now. It's a dog shit Clippers team.
Yeah, and I was surprised by them too. At one point, they were almost in the lead. They were the number one seed for a minute.
They've been coming up. I mean, for a team that this is the remnants of a team that literally just exploded. I mean, Chris Paul went to Houston, Blake went to Detroit, and DeAndre's in Dallas right now. Like, their big three is gone, and
they're
now
still
they're better than they've been any of those seasons. Like,
I mean, sometimes that's what it takes to have your teams that maybe the chemistry was all mixed up. And I mean, their leading scorer is Tobias Harris right now.
Yeah, which points. Yeah, magical start, Tobias Harris.
Yeah, like come on.
Shai Gorgeous Alexander's playing well. I forgot they even had Avery Bradley. Like the Clippers are the most forgettable team in basketball and the fifth seed in the West right now. Just as any indication of how the league's looking.
24-17. The record's identical to the Celtics. Like, look at their roster compared to the Celtics roster, and that just says it all. And then look at their record. Like, they have almost the same record, and the Celtics roster is like 20 times better than the Clippers roster. It's kind of pathetic.
Yeah, without a doubt. I think the Clippers. OKC is one of those teams that they got two great players in Westbrook and in Paul George. But they never seem like a team that's going anywhere. For a third seed team, they just don't look like they're going to go anywhere.
Not in the regular season, but I could see them taking home in the playoffs. I mean, Westbrook and what's his name, Paul George. I could see them this year maybe taking off in the playoffs. I mean, right now they would be playing the Spurs.
They'd be playing San Antonio, who's not a good team right now.
No, they're not a good team right now, but they're still sixth in the West.
Sixth in the West. I mean, that's the thing about the West is the Lakers are the eighth seed. Once you leave the Lakers, it's Utah 9, Sacramento, Minnesota, New Orleans, Memphis, Dallas, Phoenix. Those are all just terrible teams. The bottom half of the West is almost competing more to tank than they are for anything.
I mean, you could say the same thing for the Eastern Conference. I mean, look at like the Chicago Bulls and the New York Knicks, Cleveland Cavaliers. Like, they have 10 wins.
Yeah, Cleveland and the Suns are looking like the two top teams for the first pick right now. At Phoenix is 10-33, Cleveland's 8-34. So,
and the Knicks are 10-31, the Chicago Bulls are 10-31. I mean, the first pick, it's looking good for any of those teams. I mean, who wouldn't want Zion Williams on their team? So
yeah, who's your first pick right now? Is it Zion? No doubt.
I mean, I'm a huge Duke guy. I'm going to say Zion Williams. I mean, he is looking like, how can you pass up on the dude? I don't even care what team you are. He's a beast. And a lot of people are comparing him to like Charles Barkley mixed with like, I don't know how you're going to say it, but like LeBron James. If you have a mixture of like LeBron James and Charles Barkley, that guy's going to be unstoppable.
People are hesitant to compare him to a LeBron just because where LeBron's at, and he doesn't have a jump shot near what. No. And LeBron's not the best shooter in the world, but he's certainly got a better jump shot. But when you compare the physical aspects, there's no one that has come close to where LeBron was coming out of high school. And Zion, I think, is ahead of that. I mean, I think he can jump higher. I think he weighs a lot more. He's just a stronger guy. Like, and especially he's interested in just looking at like this Suns team. So, like, just looking at the Suns team, like, a team of – Ayton's playing very well. Booker's obviously an all-star. The team of just Booker, Ayton, and Zion, that's a three that you could work with very well.
Oh, yeah, for the future, 100%. Yeah. Maybe next year you see them getting to, like, maybe the AC, like, kind of creeping up towards the – like, getting into the playoffs area. But, I mean, we'll see. Zion's too special of a player to pass up on. And then the second pick, the next guy, you'd probably go R.J. Barrett, who was his teammate. He's the safer pick. He's like the tall, lengthy guy that can shoot, can handle the rock. He can pretty much do a little everything. He's the second best pick. So, I mean, it's either the two guys from Duke that are going to go one or two.
Yeah. Barrett reminds me a lot of like a Tracy McGrady. Maybe he's not the best playmaker in the world. You haven't seen a lot of his playmaking skills, but he's a dominant scorer. He's a guy who can take over a game if he needs to.
And he's a safe player.
He's definitely a safe bet. And especially as a number two pick, where Zion's probably a safe number one just in terms of physical attributes. I'd say Barrett's probably the number two just on skill alone. So
Exactly.
All right, so I think we'll probably leave it there for right now. Just the call out the pilot episodes. This is pretty much how things are going to go, probably better than this. But so we'll probably be back to you next week with episode 2, the sub-pilot episode, and we'll see you guys later.
Yep, have a good night, guys. Peace.
Later. Keeps on raining.